You're listening to CNN 650 Radio News. Real news, real fast.
Well, hi, you're back listening to the Mike Koenig Show on CNN 650 and CNN650.com. This is ThinkWing Radio. To call in, to participate in the discussion, you can call 713-9650-650. Again, that's 713-9650-650. I am here today with Terry Burke, Executive Director of the Texas Chapter of the ACLU, and we were talking about the kinds of cases the ACLU takes on, how they make those choices, and what the focus is now in terms of focusing those resources.
Well, as I mentioned, we're in Texas. We've developed an affirmative agenda around three things: immigrant rights, religious freedom, and returning learning to our classrooms. But we can't neglect some of the other very serious issues that confront us in Texas. And so we get a lot of calls, a lot of email letters. People send to us their problems. About 80% of it relates to kiddos, issues involving children. So what we look for with a legal case is the case with which we can have the highest impact. We don't do individual representation as a rule, because what we want to do is change law.
Precedent setting.
We want to do the precedent
setting. Defending.
Exactly. So, like I say, legal cases get the headlines. That's not necessarily the only thing or the biggest thing we do. In fact, litigation is our last resort. We want to change the dialogue. We want to change the conversation at the community level.
Mm-hmm.
So we work through public education programs where we try to get out into the community, doing what I'm doing here today with you, having a chance to talk about our work to folks and let folks understand some of these issues, monitoring our school boards and our city councils and trying to change things at the local level.
And frankly, I'm glad to be able to give you this opportunity. Now, we actually have a phone caller, Jim from Clear Lake, and he wants to talk about the Second Amendment.
Okay.
Jim, you there?
I'm here.
Welcome to the Mike Koenig Show. I do appreciate your calling and participating in the discussion. What would you like to chat about?
Well, I'm curious. From what he just said, sounds like your guest is for defending and keeping the Constitution of the United States. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So then the Second Amendment right to bear arms would be something that you would defend, and I just wondered how the ACLU has defended our right to do that.
Well, the Second Amendment is viewed by the ACLU as a collective right rather than an individual right, and our focus is on individual rights. So we have not done a lot of work around the Second Amendment. We have had some specific cases and some specific legislation we have worked on with respect to gun owner rights. We worked on a bill with the district's law enforcement group and with gun owners who were concerned that their right to conceal carry would be infringed upon by police stops when they searched cars. This was something that was going on all over Texas after the concealed carry law passed, and we stood on the same side as the folks who would call themselves gun rights or gun owner rights groups. So we've had.
And Jim, I want to say I really do appreciate your calling, because I think your question goes to one of the main reasons that I decided to have Terry on, which is that the ACLU is seen as a liberal organization defending liberal causes. And really, when you look hard at what they've done, a lot of what they have done isn't just liberal. There are times liberals get really annoyed at them for defending people that are not so likable or want to defend rights that liberals don't care for. Do you have anything you want to share with us in terms of what Terry said or some of your own views?
Well, that's really kind of the basis of my question. I've kind of enjoyed listening to 650 and met Britt Clanton when he was at the previous station he was on. But I really, the heart of my question was, Could you name some conservative types of things that you have done as far as the ACLU? ACLU. Hard for me to get it all out.
That's all right. And that's a great question.
Yeah, I love that question. You know, I try really hard, Jim, not to characterize things as conservative or liberal, but as a constitutional issue. But
I understand that, but
right.
I agree with what he just said, that, you know, most of the things the ACLU does take up are pretty liberal things.
Or appear liberal to conservatives.
Appear, maybe. So. Yeah, I'm not really arguing with you. I'm just saying I try not to use that terminology. But let me give you a couple of examples of things we've done, and you decide. This past year, we had a free speech case that in which we represented two college kids at the Tarrant County Community College who wanted the right. What they really wanted was the right to carry their guns on campus because they have concealed carry permits and they wanted to be able to carry their weapons on their college campus. That's forbidden by their college. On top of that, they wanted to protest their school's policy by wearing empty holsters. And I know I couldn't believe this, but the college prohibited these kids from wearing their empty holsters as a sign of protest.
So you can't even have an open holster law.
Yeah, you can't even have an open holster law. So we represented them, and I might add successfully. We won, and the school has now changed its policy. As I say, we won that case on a free speech argument because they had limited the area of the campus where kids could have free speech and not allowing this. So there's a case that some might, in fact, some of our members cringed when they heard about it, and others, were delighted.
You can't please all the people all the time.
Yeah, exactly. You know, historically, of course, there are a number of cases that the ACLU has fought. I mean, in Texas, we defended the KKK's right to parade years ago, or to gather.
Yeah, I remember liberals weren't thrilled about that.
No. And in 1977, the National ACLU had its greatest loss of membership when it represented the Nazis in Skokie, Illinois, when they wanted to march in a parade in Skokie.
Now, I would like to insert here that I don't think that Terry is saying that these things represent conservative values, mm-hmm. but I think she is suggesting that sometimes liberals aren't real happy with the ACLU either. So, you know, in terms of who likes what they do, it can be a mixed bag.
And let me tell you, you know, let me tell you about something else that I think is at the heart of this misunderstanding. We had a lawsuit in Odessa, Texas, a couple of years ago over the use of a Bible curriculum in the schools. That's allowed in the state of Texas as long as you use the Bible as part of a literature or history course. When we opposed what they were doing in Odessa, it was because they were using a specific curriculum around the King James Version of the Bible, which, as I understand it, a number of religions do not use that. Our argument there, and our basic argument about religion in the schools, is that parents have the right to make this decision, not the government. I think that's a conservative position, Jim.
Jim, do you feel like that answers your questions, or do you want to stay with us through the break? Hello?
No question, actually. Hello?
Yeah, do you have another question after the break?
Okay.
All right, hold on. You're listening to the Mike Koenig Show on CNN 650 and CNN650.com. And I'm here with Terry Burke. You can call in at 713-9650-650. We'll be right back.